Log Talk Radio.
Would you just lift one hand up and say, Lord, you are welcome in this place. Now lay your hands on yourself. For the Bible says, know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, and the Spirit of God dwells in you. I want you to lay your hands upon yourself and say, Lord, you are welcome in this place. Say it again, Lord, you are welcome in this place. Now just lift your hands and receive his glorious presence. Kurt, come help me, son. Sing this. Lord, you are welcome.
Most gracious and most heavenly Father, it is in the name of Jesus Christ that we come on this afternoon to give your name all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor. For we realize that if it had not been for you on our side, Father God, we have no idea where we would be. But we thank you, Father God, that we are safe in your arms, Father God, because of your mercies and because of your grace. And Father God, as we come, we want to confess every sin of omission and every sin of commission, Father, as we bless you and we honor you, Father, for looking beyond our faults and supplying all of our needs according to your riches and according to your glory. Thank you, Father, for one more day to praise you, one more day to hear, one more day to see, one more day to give, one more day to receive, one more day, Father God. And we thank you for this is the day that you have made, and we are rejoicing and we are glad in it. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, your name is so great and your name is so greatly to be praised. Father God, we pray for our listening audience all around the world, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Some, Father God, might be hiding out to hear the word because their life will be in jeopardy, Father God, and because of people dying as martyrs all around them, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Some may be listening from their sick bed, from their hospital beds, Father God. Some might be listening, Father God, from the incarceration centers, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Some may be listening from their cars. But, Father God, regardless of where they're listening, we want to say thank you that faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word of God. So, Father God, we know that your word will never return unto you void, and it will always accomplish absolutely everything that you have sent it forth to do. And so we bless you for the opportunity, Father. We don't count it robbery, Father. Anything you tell us to do, Father God, we do it, and we do it for your glory. And Father God, as long as you are satisfied, that is enough for us. We look to get no glory, Father. And so, Father, we pray on today that as your word goes forth, that your people will be edified. Satan is already horrified that we showed up, Father God. He was counting on us, Father God, not to show up, but we're here, and we're here in Jesus' name. So we bless you, we magnify you, we glorify you. Father God, we bind every spirit of interference in the name of Jesus, any form of distractions, Father God, that would come, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we bind it all right now in the name of Jesus. And we pray that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts will be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength, O Lord, our Redeemer. And our soul says, amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Welcome, 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 welcome to the Life for Jesus Kingdom Ministries, Mentoring Kingdom Leadership with Jesus Christ as Lord. We want to thank God for this another day that he has made from the rising of the sun to the going down the same. Well, we are here. Glory be to God on this platform. And we pray that you are being benefited, amen, by our daily broadcast as we come forth 7 days a week. And you can find us on blogtalkradio.com/kingdomleadership. Amen. And so we want to thank God as we are approaching 13 years of service in the Lord's kingdom. I am your host and your pastor on today, Apostle Dr. Alfreda. Amen. Bringing you greetings from the Life for Jesus Kingdom Ministries in Pennsylvania. Amen. And so we invite you to take a look at our website at lifewordjesus.org. Find out more about our ministry. Amen. Glory be to God. And we have a lot going on and a lot of things to be added shortly. Amen. So please participate at our altar prayer where we meet 2 times a day, 12 o'clock and 9 o'clock, Monday through Friday. You can just call in the comfort of your home or your cell phone. Amen. And pray and get prayer. Amen. And be prayed for. Amen. We have Bible study. Amen. Glory be to God. We have praise parties. Amen. Hallelujah. We have spiritual warfare training that's about to be reinitiated. Amen. Glory be to God. We also have a Bible college. Amen. That we are about to launch. and you'll be able to receive your certificates, your degrees in Bible, and in other categories as well. Amen. And so we are excited with all that the Lord is doing. Amen. Here at the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Amen. And amen. We want to draw your attention this morning to the book of Acts. Amen. And the third chapter. And we just want to read three verses in your hearing. Amen. Acts chapter number 3. And we're going to begin reading in verse number 1. And it reads like this. Now, Peter and John went up together to the temple at the hour of prayer, the ninth hour. And a certain man, lame from his mother's womb, was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms from those who enter the temple, who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked for alms. Glory be to the living God. And this is the word of God. Amen. For the blessed people of God. Amen. We want to talk to you just for a few minutes today. Amen. From a subject, you have the answers. You have the answers that they need. Amen and amen. Beloved, we see here in our scripture coming out of the book of Acts, the third chapter, glory be to God, where Peter and John went up together to the temple at the hour of prayer. Thank God for the hour of prayer. Glory be to God. Everybody needs to have at least 1 hour in the 24 hours that the Lord gives us. One of those hours need to be dedicated to prayer. Maybe it's an early morning prayer, an afternoon prayer, a midnight prayer. Amen. Some time of prayer. Amen. And so we want to thank God for the sweet hour of prayer. Amen. So Peter and John was going up to pray, and the Bible says that there was a certain lame man from his mother's womb. Amen. So this is the way he was born. He was born crippled. He was born with an infirmity. He was born with an affliction. And we know that sometimes, beloved, some children are born that way. They're born handicapped. We can't explain it. Glory be to God. But we know that that just is the way it is. And this is how it was in this man's life. And so the Bible says, amen, that the family and friends will come and get this lame man every day, and they will lay him at the gate of the temple. And what he would do, he would be out there begging. And we see them on the streets of our cities. They're on the corner, and they're asking for money, saying they're homeless. They're asking for money, saying they're unemployed, they're crippled, whatever the situation will be. Some people are asking for money because they want to go buy drugs and alcohol. But we see, amen, all the time that people are on the corners, men and women, boys and girls, begging for money. And this was this man's situation because he couldn't work. He couldn't work. He was lame. He was handicapped. And he needed resources to provide for a living. And so here, this is what he did on a daily basis. But this particular day, the Bible says, he saw Peter and John, and he stopped them this day. Now, Peter and John went this way every day, see? But this particular day, the lame man decided he was asking Peter and John for some money, because I'm sure they look prosperous. I'm sure they look like men of means and men of wealth, because they were walking with the Lord. And when he asked Peter for the money, the Bible says that Peter responded to him, and Peter said, look at us. Look at me. Look at me. Look at me. Look at me eyeball to eyeball. Well, don't put your head down. Open up your eyes, Peter said, and I want you to look at me. So he gave them his attention. Peter said, I want your attention. Glory be to God. And he was glad to do so, because he was expecting to receive something from them. He said, look, if you want me to look at you to get this money, I'll look at you all day long. Yes, sir. I'll look at you. Glory be to God. But then instead of Peter giving him a handout, Peter spoke some words out of his mouth. Somebody say, thank God, hallelujah, for the words in your mouth. Thank God that death and life are in the power of your tongue. Peter spoke to the lame man and said, silver and gold I do not have, but what I do have, I give to you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Rise up and walk. Peter said, I ain't got no money today. I ain't got it. I left my wallet home. All I take is credit cards. I ain't got no money. And I know you're out here looking for money. He said, but I ain't got no money to give you. But he said, I got something more precious than money. I got something more powerful than money. I got something that's going to take you much further than any money can take you. Because when the money that you get, you're going to spend it and you're going to be broke again tomorrow. He said, I got something that I can give you where you'll never be broke. Hallelujah. Tomorrow or the next day over. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. He said, I'm going to give you Jesus. And the Bible says, beloved, that he took him by the right hand and lifted him up. And immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. Glory be to the living God. Peter didn't give the man a hand out. He gave him a hand up. Oh, glory be to God. He said, let me give you something that's going to last you forever. Hallelujah. For throughout all eternity. Beloved, I want you to notice two things here in this particular scripture. Glory be to God. Number one, miracles happen in ordinary moments. Sometimes we're waiting for spectacular events. You know, we're waiting for the firecrackers and the boom, bam, bam, and the boom, bam, bam. But God will use ordinary moments to perform a miracle. Because this was an ordinary moment. This was Peter and John going to church, and the same beggar that's on the corner every day was on the corner. It wasn't nothing special about this day. It was an ordinary moment. This man was probably no stranger to Peter and John because they walked past him daily. But this day was different. Somebody say, this is the day that the Lord hath made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Peter said, look at us. Beloved, I come to tell you today, amen, and I pray that you hear me as I speak, that we have the answer. Peter said, I don't have no money, but money ain't what you need. He said, but I know what you need. And he said, and what you need, he said, we have the answer for what you need. Glory be to God. Beloved, I come to tell you today, if you're walking with Christ, you have the answer for what the world needs. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank God for your wisdom. We thank God for when you can bless somebody financially. We bless God for all that, beloved. But when you give them Jesus, hallelujah, give them something, glory be to God, that will never be taken away from them. Supernatural faith rose up in Peter's heart, causing him to see an opportunity to glorify God, and he seized the moment. Beloved, when's the last time you seized the moment? Peter said, I can't let this opportunity pass me by. I'm not going to go home and think about, oh, that was an opportunity. Oh, I could have said something for Christ. Oh, I could have did this. Oh, I could have did that. Peter said, not today. He took advantage of the opportunity. Another thing, beloved, in our scripture on today, glory be to God, we see where you must be prepared when the moment comes. Oh, thank God for opportunities. Beloved, you can't give what you do not have. If I ask you right now for $500, and you got $50 in your pocket, you can't give $500 because you ain't got $500. You can't give what you don't have. You don't even have it in the bank. You don't even have it in your shoebox. It can't be found because you don't have it. You can't give what you don't have. Glory be to God. You can't tell what you don't know. You can't share what you do not feel. You can't give out of a vacuum. The fact is, my brothers and sisters, nothing great is created suddenly. It takes time. Somebody said it takes time. That's why the book of Ecclesiastes, the third chapter, says a time for this and a time for that. A time to be born and a time to die, a time to heal, a time to cry, a time to laugh, a time to give, a time to tell, a time, a time to cast away, a time to gather. Glory be to God. Why? Because everything takes time. 3.5 years of walking with Christ, listening to all of his messages and seeing all of his miracles have prepared the apostles for this moment, talking to this lame man. So had the 10 days they just spent in the upper room, when you read Acts, the first chapter, it tells about the upper room. They had tarried in the upper room for 40 days until Pentecost came, until the fire, the baptism came. And they waited 10 days for the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Glory be to God. Peter and John had just spent 10 days being filled with the Holy Spirit. So the word for you today is, beloved, to help people, you must be prepared. You have to be prepared. Your eyes got to be open. Your spiritual eyes got to be open. Your ears have to be open. You have to be walking in the spirit. You have to be walking in faith. You need a spirit of discernment. You got to know what's of God and what's not of God. That even the devil himself comes as an angel of light. You can't be attracted to everybody because they got a glow around them. The devil is glowing too. Glory be to God. Beloved, it is important to know what you have and what you do not have. Because a lot of people don't know. They don't know. They don't know what they have and they don't know what they don't have. But Peter did. Peter told the beggar man his. He said, silver and gold I do not have. It's okay if you ain't got it. Whatever you're lacking today, I don't have it. Pastor, I don't have the faith that I need. Pastor, I don't have the healing that I should be walking in. Pastor, I don't have this. It's okay to say you don't have it. You ain't got it today. That don't mean you ain't going to have it later on today or tomorrow. I don't have it right now. I don't feel like I got it. See, I'm sure Peter and John could have scraped up a couple dollars. But they said, no, that ain't what you need. He said, let me tell you, I don't have silver and gold. But Peter said this, but what I do have, I'm going to give it to you. Well, look, that's all God is asking us for. And some churches got you scrambling around and spending all your mortgage money and all your bill money. I want you to give thousands and thousands of dollars by faith into this soil and that soil. But God know you didn't have the money when they asked for it. God is not asking you to give something you don't have. But he is asking you to give what you do have. Why? Because little is much if God is in it. See, beloved, you must become comfortable in your own skin and confident in your calling. Brother Paul writes this. Brother Paul says, let's just go ahead and be what we were made to be without trying to be something we aren't. God never called us to be hypocrites. Fake it till you make it. That ain't in the Bible. God knows where you are, what you got, and he loves you just like that, and he going to build you up from there. He ain't going to keep you there, but he knows where you're at. It's a good starting point because you're heading in the right direction. Brother Paul was saying, if you preach, just preach God's message. You ain't got to be preaching this and preaching that and preaching out somebody's book and preaching somebody else's sermon and Nah. Preach God's message. What did the Bible say? Oh, we like books. I have books. I try to read one book a week. Glory be to God. I like all the magazines that come out and amen, all the daily devotionals that come out, but that ain't the Bible.
It's a good reference, but it ain't the Bible. Huh? If you preach, just preach God's message. Nothing else. Nothing less, nothing more. If you are going to help somebody, just help. And don't try to take over. If you teach, then just stick to your teaching. If you are encouraging guidance, be careful that you don't get too bossy. And if you're put in charge, don't manipulate. If you're called to give aid to people in distress, then keep your eyes open and be quick to respond. If you work with the disadvantaged, don't let yourself get intimidated with them or depressed by them. Keep a smile on your face. Love from the center of who you are. Don't fake it. God's not calling for no fakes. Fakes, no, it ain't, no. God is a spirit, and we who worship him must worship him in spirit and truth. You can't fake it. Jesus said, I am the way. I am the life. I am the truth. We got to be real with this thing. It is what it is. I'm asking God to help me to get better, but it is what it is right now. See? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You got to know what you have and what you don't have. I don't have that gift. I don't have the patience, Pastor, but pray for me. I don't have the faith, but pray for me. I don't have the love, but pray for me. Because I know what I got and I know what I don't got. But I know what God is able to do. Also, beloved, we must learn to recognize the difference between what people want and what people truly need. Sometimes people need to be strengthened. Oftentimes they need to be stretched. Sometimes people need comfort, not correction. Oftentimes they need correction and not comfort. This lame man did not need a hand out. He needed a hand up. And that's exactly what Peter gave him. The Bible tells us, beloved, in verse number 7, that Peter took him by the right hand and lifted him up. And immediately, not the next hour, not the next day, not the next week, not after Passover, but immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. So in order to help people, beloved, you must love them. You can't help nobody you don't love. And you must also recognize what they need. Not necessarily what they want. Peter said, you want money, but you don't need no money. You need Jesus. Glory be to God. And then know what you have to offer. And then connect them to the point of their need. Beloved, you cannot help someone until they are ready. A lot of times we try to help people and help people and help people. This person need help and this person need help. And they're going to be kicked out on the weekend. And they're going to turn off the electric. And ain't got no food for the baby. And ain't got no coffee to go to work. But them folks don't want no help. They ain't ready. They just want to use you. Because they know when they call, here you come to the rescue. They ain't ready for change. They don't, why work if I can get you to pay my bills every week? Huh? You got to be kidding. I like to sleep late. Huh? No. Come to Jesus. Come, baby, let me tell you something. You can ask somebody to come to Jesus until they blew in the face, until you blew in the face. If them folks ain't ready to come to Jesus, guess what? They ain't ready to come to Jesus. Your blood pressure high, your vitals high, got you taking all type of medicine on your way to the hospital, amen, under doctor's care because you worried about somebody who not worrying about themselves. Even God can't help nobody who don't want to be helped. God's not going to save nobody because you prayed for them. That person got to want to be saved. Glory be to God. And that calls for knowing the difference between those who are looking for solutions and those who may just be looking for sympathy. Because everybody don't want a solution. They want sympathy. They want you to feel sorry for them so you can keep pacifying them. Before the lame man at the temple gate received his healing, the Bible says that he gave Peter and John his attention, expecting to receive something from them. Now, I want you to look at two things, beloved. Number one, the lame man gave Peter and John his attention. Have you got the other person's attention? People calling on you for help, calling on you, calling on you, calling on you. Okay, all right, you're calling on me again. Okay, do I have your attention? I'm coming over. I'll be there, but I want to know one thing. Do I have your attention? Oh, no, I'm just too stressed. I just got too much on me to pay attention. They ain't ready, baby. You might as well stay home. You might as well stay home. Because you don't have their attention. They ain't ready yet. Are they really hearing what you say? Or are they so blinded by circumstances and emotions that they can't see a way out? Even though you're clearly pointing them to it. You're there pointing them to Jesus, pointing them to the way out, but they're not paying attention. Because you don't have their attention. They just want what's in your pocket. They don't want nothing that's in your mouth. Another thing here with this lame man, beloved, expecting. The most effective thing you can do to help somebody is to build their faith. We have to be fishers of men. See, if I fish for you, I got to keep fishing for you. But if I teach you how to fish for yourself, huh, you're going to be all right. That's what Jesus meant when he said, make disciples of men. And that takes patience. That's the patience part. That's the part where God is not only working on them, God is working on us. One leader writes frankly about his problem with impatience when working with others. And this is what he wrote. He said, early in my career, I wanted to do things as quickly as possible and move on to the next thing. If someone didn't want to move at my speed, I breezed right past him or her. But that leadership style hindered my ability to connect with others, and my relationship suffered. The good news was I was moving fast. The bad news was that I often moved alone. Beloved, moving at the speed of another person can be very exhausting. It obviously takes energy to keep up with someone who's moving faster than we are. But isn't it also trying to move at a slower pace than we want to? Beloved, I find it very frustrating. And most people do. And this leader here writes the same thing, glory be to God. He said it tried his patience. However, if I want to connect with people, if we want to truly be God's hand, God's feet, God's voice, and make a connection with people, knowing that we are our brother's keeper, then we have to be willing to slow down and go at someone else's pace. That can be challenging sometimes. You're slowing me down. Well, you got to slow down when it's necessary to slow down. Because Peter and John was going to be late for the prayer. They knew stopping to talk to this man was going to make them late for church. But they slowed down anyhow to be a blessing to somebody. It's like the parable where they said that they had beat up the man and left him in the street, and then somebody was coming past, stepped right over the man like they do today. They want to take out their cameras and take pictures. Nobody's called 911. Nobody tried to help the man. They just want to take pictures and videos. And so the man was on the way to church. He stepped over the man in the street and said, well, I can't help him right now. I got to do praise and worship. I can't be late. I got to preach. I got to usher. I can't be. No, our service started at 9 o'clock. No, I can't be late. And then here, the ungenerated person, the person that wasn't saved, stopped and picked this man up from the middle of the street and took him to the hospital. Beloved, sometimes we got to slow down. You got to slow down. You see somebody being abused or beat up on the corner or needing help, amen, and you're going to tell me you getting to church or you getting to work or you getting to your destination is more important than you stopping to see what you could do to help someone, especially when the Holy Spirit is leading you to do so? So we have to be willing to slow down and go at somebody else's pace. And to help people, beloved, you must be willing to do the same. Lastly, beloved, amen, Peter and John were willing to let the lame man at the temple interrupt their lives and maybe make them late for the hour of prayer, as I said earlier. Is it possible to be so busy with religious activity that you don't take time for people who are hurting? I just need to talk to somebody right now. I'm having suicidal thoughts and the baby. Well, baby, you got to call me back right now because I'm on my way to church. You got to call me back, baby. Yeah, you got to call me back. And then so many people have said that, and guess what? They never call back. They never called back. And now he had all those regrets. I didn't know it was that bad. I didn't know they was thinking about suicide. I didn't know. Because most people that's contemplating suicide ain't going to tell you they're contemplating suicide. Selfishness is one of the easiest sins to commit. Because when you are busy, you are unaware that you are committing it. You're just busy. You just got things to do. You don't even realize you're being selfish. Brother Paul, beloved, in the book of Galatians, chapter number 2, describes Jesus as the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. And it might seem counterintuitive, but Jesus taught that we are more blessed when we give than when we receive. You see, beloved, when we give, it fuels us. When we withhold, it drains us. Giving requires energy, and that's not always easy, especially in stressful situations. I was reading, glory be to God, from a writer, amen. She's a well-known, amen, writer, Christian now. But when she was growing up, glory be to God, her name is Trudy Metzer, amen. And this is what she said. She had an abusive childhood, but she became a giver in her adulthood. However, she still finds it difficult to maintain the mindset of a giver when dealing with people from her past. She admits that she becomes defensive and trying to control the situation if she feels vulnerable. And when that happens, she goes from being a giver to being a taker. She also writes in her book, she says, while giving requires energy, I have to say that the situations where I became a taker leave me completely drained and dead inside. Beloved, To be a giver brings life. It's like watering a plant so that it grows. But to be a taker, it's like sucking the water and all the nutrients from the soil, leaving both the plant and the soil depleted and useless. When we are a giver, it is a win-win situation, and it often helps. Plus, it also energizes and fills you with joy when you can help somebody. If I can help somebody, then my living is not in vain. Beloved, who's the last person that you have helped? This world today is looking for answers. The Bible tells us that they're groaning. They're looking, amen, they're looking in astrology. They're looking in drugs. They're looking in sex. They're looking in alcohol. They're looking in the speakeasy. They're looking in violence. They don't care. They just looking. There are actually churches in America that meet once a week, and instead of them coming together to worship God, they come to worship Satan. They're Satan churches. These people are seeking this religion, that religion, Islam, Buddha, this one, that one, that one. They're seeking. Our religion here, Christianity, is the only religion that has a living Savior. That's the difference between us and all the other religions. What makes our religion so outstanding? Because we're the only one who has a living Savior. And he's in the world today. Folks are looking for answers. They may not come to the church. People are using COVID now because of COVID, especially they're not coming to the church. But the Lord makes sure that we connect with them in the supermarket, at work, amen, in the doctor's office, as we come and as we go, because they're looking for answers. And you may not have what they want, but when you walk with Jesus, you have what they need. Give them Jesus. He who winneth souls is wise. Offer prayer. Hallelujah. Offer a word of encouragement. See what the Holy Spirit, there is a reason that you made a connection with. Let me say, when two people are on the elevator at one time, that is no mistake. Do you know everything that had to take place? They had to leave home at a certain time. They had to go through traffic at a certain time. They had to park at a certain time. They had to do all that a certain time to meet up with you on that elevator at the same time. That is no miracle. That is a divine appointment. I don't care if it's for 5 seconds or 5 minutes. And we need to pray, amen, and ask God to help us to take advantage of the opportunities that come to us. When people are complaining about the weather, complaining about life, complaining about this, complaining about that, that is our opportunity to give them Jesus. He who winneth souls is wise. You don't need to know all the scriptures. You can just stick with John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Glory be to God. You can just stick hallelujah with hallelujah. This is a day the Lord hath made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. When they're complaining about how hot it is, glory be to God, like they did on yesterday. Amen, hallelujah. You can let them know there's nothing new under the sun. You're quoting the word. It's the word that comes. That does not come back void. It's the word. You're speaking that word, and it's the word that is going to save them. It is the word that is going to heal them. It is not your intellect. It is not your fancy, amen, languages and theology. It is the word. All we have to do is speak the word. When people are so hated, they so hateful out here. Yeah, but God is love. You just gave them the word. You just gave them the word. You just gave them the word. They might forget about you and forget about, hallelujah, your conversation, but that word, amen, will never come back to God void. Beloved, you have the answers that this world needs. You are equipped to help everybody around you. That's why God has them around you, starting with your family, starting with your friends, starting with your co-workers, at the doctor's office, no matter where you go. It is a reason you are standing, sitting beside that person. And instead of talking about gooba-gobba, trash, ask God for wisdom. God, help me to plant a word, a seed in my conversation today. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be accepted. I don't have what they want, but I got what they need because they need Jesus. Hallelujah. When you walk with Jesus, beloved, you have all the answers. Want to know why? Because Jesus is the answer. Jesus is the answer for the world today. He is the answer. Will you help somebody? Stop sending people to hell. It's not God's will for them to be there. It's not God's will. It is not God's will that any soul should perish. Not one soul. Hell was made for Satan and Satan's angels. Hell was not made for people. It is not God's will that anybody go to hell. Stop sending people to hell. And let's pray the hell out of them and see what we can do to help somebody that's ready to be helped. Amen? And this lame man walked. He skipped. He hopped. It's time for somebody, amen, in a terrible situation to start walking, start skipping and hopping because you took the time out of your busy schedule to let somebody know that Jesus was able. Now unto him who is exceedingly and abundantly above all we could ask or think according to the power that worketh in us. Amen. What you gonna do? What you gonna do? What you gonna do with all that power? What you gonna do? Know ye not that ye are the temple of the living God? What you gonna do? Every place you show up, God shows up. You're his temple. God lives inside of you. What you gonna do with all that power? What you gonna do with all that light? What you going to do with that dunamis? What you going to do? What you going to do? Because somebody is waiting on you. Amen and amen. Father God, we thank you for the word of God as it has come forth on today. Oh, Father God, you have equipped your sons and your daughters with the answers because you have given us Jesus. Jesus is the answer. We don't need to know the whole Bible. We don't need to go to Bible school. We don't need a degree in theology. All we need is Jesus in our lives, Father. Hallelujah. That people will be attracted to the light of Jesus. They will be attracted, Father God, to the Spirit of God living in us, Father God. And we can do like Peter and John did. That I ain't got what you're looking for, what you want. But I sure enough got what you need. Let me give you Jesus. God, forgive us for the opportunities as we let go past. There's many of opportunities, Father. Some folks left us and they was dead in 24 hours. They was dead in 24 hours, God. Glory be to God. And even if we stop on the corner to give somebody a dollar or two, Father God, we can take 2 minutes first before we give them that money and give them a scripture. Give them a prayer. Not be afraid to touch somebody, Father, because they stinking. Glory be to God. Forgive us, God. And starting from this day forward, help us, Father, to slow down just a little bit. Just slow down just a teeny bit. Have a teeny bit of patience to see if we can help somebody, Father. In Jesus' name we thank you. And in Jesus' name we pray. And our soul says, amen, amen, and amen. Thank God for the word of God that has come forth on today. Amen. We bless you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. If you do not know Jesus and the pardon of your sins, today is your day. Today is your day. If you've been looking for the answers, you're confused, discombobulated, amen, in fear, just going out of your mind with all of the terror that's going on around the world, scared to leave the house, scared to come in the house, scared to go to work, scared to go to the supermarket, just scared. Scared you're going to be carjacked, just scared, huh? Well, look, Jesus said he is the Prince of Peace. The Prince of Peace. Come on, give your life to Jesus. So that when you walk with Jesus, regardless of when death comes, to be absent from the bodies, to be present with the Lord, so you don't have to fear nothing. You don't have to fear nothing. Glory be to God. Matter of fact, what the Bible is saying, when we transition, when we die, glory be to God, we're in a better place. We're in a better place. I know you don't want to leave earth, but there is a better place than this, and it's called heaven. Amen. Come on, give your life to Christ today. Repeat after me. Father, I confess all of my sins, and I ask that you would forgive me for all of them. I invite Jesus to come and live in my heart, to be my Lord and my Savior, to forgive me of all my sins, to wash my name, erase my name in the book of death, Father, and confirm that my name is written in the Lamb's book of life. Thank you for saving me. Now I ask that you would help me to follow you for the balance of the days of my life, that I will walk in the way that you have ordained for me to walk. Thank you. Thank you for saving me. Thank you. Amen. 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 Bam, bam, bam. Welcome to the family of God. Welcome, 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 welcome. We've been waiting on you. We've been waiting on you. We've been waiting on you. Amen. Hallelujah. If you just gave your life to Christ, you need to reach out to us here at lifewordjesus.org. Let us know that you did. Amen. We want to pray with you, pray for you. Amen. Glory be to God. We want to send you out some materials to help you to grow into your full salvation. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So you can know what steps to take next in your salvation. Amen. That you, as you grow into your full maturity. We bless the Lord. We bless the Lord again. We invite you to visit our website at lifewordjesus.org. Find out more about our ministry. Amen. Hallelujah. We ask that you would pray about and considering to be a partner with our ministry. Those who partner with our ministry, amen, you sow on a monthly basis or weekly or however your income comes in. Glory be to God, into the soil of God's word and as part of the vineyard. Amen. The gospel is free. Amen. But it takes work to do ministry. Amen. And so we want to thank God for you. You can give there. Just hit the donate button on our website. You pay through PayPal. Amen. Or you can use our Cash App, which is $LifeWordJesus. Amen. $LifeWordJesus. And our mailing address is Post Office Box 461, P.O. Box 461, Glenside, Pennsylvania, 19038. And we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Amen. For bringing meat into the Lord's storehouse. Amen. So that the kingdom will be supplied. Amen. To do what the Lord will have us to do. Amen. All right. Hallelujah. That is it for today. Again, we are back tomorrow morning, 6 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Amen. Come and have a seat at the breakfast table. This month, we are teaching on prayer power, the power of prayer. Oh, my God. I felt the power just by saying those words. Because prayer has power. No prayer, no power. Little prayer, little power. Much prayer, much power. Glory be to God. Prayer power. You will be blessed. Amen. So come on back 6 o'clock tomorrow morning. Amen. And have a seat. Amen. With us. Amen. We accept anyone. Anybody that want to hear, we want you to be here. Amen. Where Jesus will be. Thank you so much. Amen. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Next Sunday, Lord's willing, we want to serve Holy Communion. There's no time and distance in the spirit. You say, well, how can you serve a Holy Communion on the internet, a media church, because there's no time and distance in the spirit? That's why. Amen. So you don't have to go out and spend no money on matzah and wine and grape juice. Amen. Just get what you got. Amen. Little bread, little crackers. Amen. Little pretzels. Amen. It's all symbolic. We're going to bless it. Amen. We're going to pray over it. Amen. And as often as you do this in remembrance of me. Amen and amen. Father God, we bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And we seal this prayer by the word, by the blood, by the spirit. Hallelujah. And we cast it at the feet of Jesus to decree and declare that Satan is defeated.
Darkness is a spell, and Jesus Christ, he is the King of Kings, and he is the Lord of Lords. Amen and amen. I love you. Apostle Dr. Alfreda, Philadelphia, signing out. And everybody have a glorious, fantastic, magnificent powerhouse day in Jesus' name. Love you, love you, love you.
Don't get it right. Where I talk a talk that I don't walk and miss the moments right before my eyes. Somebody with a hurt that I could have helped. Somebody with a hand that I could have held. But I just can't see past myself. Lord, help me be a little more like mercy, a little more like grace, a little more like kindness, goodness, love and faith, a little more like patience, a little more like peace, a little more like Jesus, a little less like. Past myself, Lord, help me be a little more like mercy, a little more like grace, a little more like kindness, goodness, love and faith, a little more like patience, a little more like peace, a little more like Jesus, a little less like me. A little more like Jesus, a little less like me.